Broken bindings. Written by a non-pencil.
Page 31. Even when I was alone, back when I was whole, I did find a way to have power over my surroundings. It was the only thing that bought me any comfort, really. I don't know how it is there now, but when I was in the world, there were winged ponies, unicorns, royalty, and just us regular ponies. We were not blessed with any sort of natural magic, flight, or grace the way so many others were. But some of us, like me, got resourceful. Just because we tended to live more simple lives didn't mean that we didn't have problems that needed solving. And sometimes problems called for a little magic. I may not have been a unicorn, but I came to learn that there is magic in this world that can be harnessed by anyone, even you, even me. You see, one great thing about living in the city compared to the countryside is that there were libraries there. I had such limited access to books when I lived near those woods, and I only got books occasionally when they'd be brought over by a winged postman by my request. It worked for my purposes for a little while, but soon I found myself lacking materials I needed to learn and grow. When I moved, a whole new world opened up to me, and I found out what I had been missing. There were new societies, new species I couldn't refer to just as ponies or others or, well, creatures. There were a broad range of peoples out in the world, of all different species, and some of them could do magic, and some of them did have materials I had never seen before. In the pages of books, learning of these distant peoples, such as griffins, zebras, and more, I found that the most powerful things were often the most simple. A certain kind of rock or earth, a specific flower brewed into tea, a bone ground up, a sharp pressure in the right place of the body. All of these had such power. And to my surprise, words had power too. When I discovered there were such things as magic words, it was admittedly an accident. Something I stumbled across in the path of the library that was falling apart, that I believe was once walled off. In truth, you may have found this book in there, in that part of the library, for all I know. I probably should have been apprehensive, but the idea that words, when combined with the right motions, tones, and materials, could give me the same magic as that of a unicorn? It was astounding. And I had the greatest motivation in learning them, driving me forward. A great calamity had befallen my land, my loved ones. I had to make certain that it never happened again. And I believed that these simple words would be enough to give me the power to stop it all. That these words were some heavenly grace blessing me with this divine mission. They were only words, I later found out. They had magic somehow, I was sure. Without the power and magic behind them that I just couldn't find or summon, they were only words. I told her that once I found out. I told her they were only words without unlocking their secrets, but she didn't seem to understand. maybe she didn't want to understand. Coming from my mouth, they were only ever words. Page 32. I wish I could ask you these questions more directly. And I wish I could hear you answer. But I still feel compelled to ask you. Do they teach children nowadays about the time where the sun went away? When we were all plunged deeply into darkness? Or has the world forgotten what we went through by now? For all I know, the sun has gone away now. And you're reading this by candlelight. If that's the case, please know that I could have prevented that from happening to you. I could have washed away any chance of an endless night. In case no one told you, let me put it simply. I would give more detail, but it's a hard set of memories for me. I've already given you pieces of them, and you'll have to forge them together yourself if you want to get a good look at the image. One of our rulers was in charge of the night, and she brought up the moon each evening, but somehow she grew bitter about this duty and took the sun from us for days and days upon end. We were bathed in darkness, and those creatures that stayed meek in the shadows were free to run rampant over us constantly, unchecked by the daylight. We could not leave our homes. We could not do our work. The whole world screeched to a grinding halt without the sun. And we were frozen in time, just waiting for it to come back. I remember what it was like to open my eyes, expecting to see the morning light, and to instead find that there was only black outside my window. The rooster ceased to crow. I think they gave up hope sooner than we did. It may have been a week before things changed. Maybe two. It was hard to tell the passage of time without the day and the night to guide us. But once that week was gone, the night had taken ponies into it, enveloped them, swallowed them, and they were just gone. My brother was gone. Our other ruler may have found a way to restore the sun and the light, but she could not restore those we had already lost to her sister's childish tantrum. I'll be fair and admit that she did punish her sister. It was just to send her away. Put the problem as far away as possible. On the moon. Every night, we felt fear that day would not return, and we would have to look up at the moon to see her there, staring down at us, knowing what she'd done. It haunted us like memories of laughs cut short, eyes forever closed. Our now only ruler had done nothing to prevent this sort of horrible thing from happening again. She put the culprit in time out. Like a spoiled child rather than a murderer. It was not enough. It was never enough. Not for many of us. Not for me. But at that point, I had no power to do anything to help. I had no way to take matters into my own hooves, to ensure that this dark force would be stopped. And why did it take so long to stop it anyway? Why did it happen in the first place? None of us had any answers. Any say, any ability in this. We simply had to nod our heads and let things happen the way they happened. I couldn't take it anymore. When I came across these supposedly powerful words, these magic materials, I knew that I had found a way to make myself stronger than just a simple earth pony. Maybe I could get enough power to rival that of a princess. When I realized this, I vowed that never again would this occur. I wouldn't let it. I vowed that no more ponies would die in darkness, waiting for someone to relight the sun, unsure when or even if that would happen. I would fix this permanently, at all costs. And there were many costs. Page 33. I'm sure you've made sacrifices to get where you are in life, my friend. A hard choice here, where you had to give up something you wanted for the greater good. A friendship left by the wayside because things are more important. An important event you missed because you needed to be somewhere else. Yes, I'm sure you've made sacrifices, just as I have. And I'm sure you felt like you didn't have a choice, or that these decisions were even being made for you. That's how it was for me. My family, my friendships, my time, my youth. I gave them up in the name of research and furthering this one ever-important goal. I gave up everything, even the pony I was, all to be certain that what happened to my brother wouldn't happen to anyone else. I had to do things to get the materials the book said I needed. Things that I didn't want to do. I had to ask so many others, demanding their sacrifices too. Even though it wasn't fair. I had to. I know that. But it doesn't make me feel any less horrible to remember it. The hurt in their eyes, the sorrow, the betrayal. They screamed at me. Why were they screaming? I found what I thought was the power behind everything, the fuel I needed. I thought I found the secret to making these words become so powerful that I could reach up and lasso with the moon, cast it far away from us, or burn it like a blade of dry grass atop a match. I thought that these sacrifices were necessary, but that they'd pay off as soon as I did everything right, just as I'd studied. But I was wrong. I lost everything. My parents, my brother, my potential, my future. I gave it up. And I almost gave up on that day I failed. But I knew I had one other chance. I just had to turn the most powerful magic user I could find. The one who was responsible. She would surely want to save her people. She would appreciate my efforts, support my cause, help me in what areas I failed. After all, she let this happen. She owed it to us. Owed it to me. She was always so understanding. She would understand. I was wrong again. Page 34. Who do you look up to the most in the world? Is it a teacher? A friend? A parent? Who, when you look at them, makes your eyes well up with longing of things you only wish you could be or do? I know you can hold an image of them in your mind, can't you? You can hear their voice, recall individual things they have said every kind and unkind word from their lips. Talking to them makes you feel small, insignificant. Like you'll never be good enough. And you trust them, don't you? You trust them wholly, with every part of your mind, your body, your life. You know who I'm talking about. That person you feel for. Now, imagine them. Imagine you need help, and you go to them, open arms. You offer them everything you are and everything you have. You tell them of your plans and dreams and how you're going to make a real difference in this world. You, insignificant little you, that you can be a hero. If they just give you a little boost, if they just give you a little hint as to how you can reach your dream. You trust them to be kind, to help, to give a little tiny shred of their glory to you in order to help you become even a fraction as great as they are. You're just asking them for help after all, right? And you look up to them. Now, imagine they said no. That kind of gut punch or betrayal. I don't have words for it. Even with all the words I have learned, everything I have learned to scrawl onto this page from my thoughts and feelings, I don't have language to portray that sensation. The closest I can think of is standing at the edge of a cliff, looking over the cliff, certain you are alone there at the precipice. Then feeling a sudden push to the small of your back. Perhaps you know that feeling. Do you? Has something like that happened to you? Now double it. Because your idol has not only told you no, but has told you that you are wrong. They speak as if you are foolish. As if what you are doing is not just a mistake, but an act of war or evil. And they look at you with such scorn and disgust. And you know then, you knew right then, that you were wrong about them. And the shine dies off of their outline. The sparkle leaves their smile. And you see them for the wretched, selfish, sentimental hag they are. You know all is lost. Because all you have are words. Powerless, empty words. You have nothing. I had nothing. But my suggestion, my motivation behind the words was enough for her. Maybe I frightened her. Maybe she was afraid I was too close to the answer. She told me I needed to learn the power of just words. And that I needed time to think about right and wrong. She told me that my end did not justify my means, and that my means did not justify the ends. She told me that I was the one herding ponies now. I tried to tell her she was wrong, that I'd find a way to fix things, find the power myself. I think I even said sorry. Maybe. And then she put me away. Away from everyone, just like she'd done with her sister. If you'd felt this betrayal, if you had been shot down so thoroughly by someone you trusted, don't you think you'd have the right to be hurt? to be upset? Don't you think you'd have the right to be angry? To want revenge?
Page 35.
You know, perhaps revenge is the wrong word. It's not exactly what I'm trying to express. I just know that I felt so hated at that moment, that I knew what it was like to be looked at as if I were some sort of monster. Maybe I took it into myself, embodied it in some way. Maybe I was a monster to begin with, but I didn't think so. Just want to bleed that hatred out of me, to stop absorbing it and let it flow back down like rain onto the one who poured it into me. I want them to see my pain, to feel it. I want them to know what it was like to lose, so that they will finally understand. I just want people, the ponies, the griffins, the zebras, every species, every people, to understand what I was trying to do. What likely still must be done. If that is revenge, then yes, that is what I want. Because I think once everyone sees and really feels what I feel, then they will know that I was doing what I had to do for everyone. I've been strong for everyone for so long, for most of my life, but I'm tired now. Even when I sit trapped in this book, I feel so tired, so used up. I feel like I have so little left to give, and I've stretched myself too thin. I am here to learn. I know that. There were times ponies and maybe other creatures came to read with me, and I would pour out my words of anger and hatred and spite. And they would go away. I was supposed to learn the power of just words and what the consequences could be. I don't know if she was trying to get me to hurt myself over and over until I learned. But I realized that people stayed around longer if I tried to be happy and fun instead. If I make things move for them, if I play games, that's what they wanted from me. To seem nice and sweet and gentle, no matter what. I was do that or be alone. That was my choice. But eventually I'd always slip up. And I'd be left in silence. Sometimes by my own choice. Eventually, I started pushing them away. Until things were still for a long time. They always left me at some point, even when I was alive and whole. But not you. You're here. You're still here somehow, aren't you? I don't really know what that means, to be honest. I think this means that there is at least one person in the world who doesn't hate me. You don't hate me, somehow. Even after I've said all this, I don't know how you feel for certain, and I could be wrong, but for some reason, I don't feel real true hatred flowing through you in your touch. It may be the first time in perhaps centuries that I have not felt like I was viewed as bad or evil. I don't even know how to respond to that. I feel this sensation, an impulse, that I need to snap back into my former cheery, playful self. That if I don't, you'll close this and put it down. But I don't want to do that anymore. I'm tired. I've been strong for you. Now, if it's okay, do you suppose I could just be weak for you instead? Just for a little while. The last time I cried on someone's shoulder, I think it was my mother's. I remember it felt nice. I feel like if I could do that now, I'd like it. I imagine your shoulder is soft and comforting, soothing, and I hope, maybe foolishly, that you would offer it to me, that you could hold me while I went to pieces, fell apart. I've been alone so long, been strong so long, tried to give myself to others ever since I was little. I just feel worn out. I want to collapse. I want to cry and not try to hide it for a change. I want to cry. If I knew how, I would. I want you to hold me just for a little while and block out everything that I've done, that I am now, to forget. I want to be there with you. I want to be okay with wanting things for myself again, like touch and friendship and trust and affection. I want you. As more than just a reader, turning these pages, but as someone I can sit eye to eye with. Someone I've shown even the worst of myself, knowing that they haven't run or pushed me away. And I want you to be happy, even as I want to be selfish, just for a little while. I also want to know I've made you smile. Made you happy, made you feel my companionship, and that what I'm feeling is real. I want to help carry my burden, and I want to help you carry yours as well, whatever it may be. Do you think if I was there, we could do that together?
Page 36.
I want to do something for you. But I don't know what. I don't know what I can do. I want to reach into your mind and soothe whatever is troubling you today. You deserve that. For not throwing me away, rejecting me, for not hating me. If there is a tremble in your touch, I want to clasp it in mine until it goes still. If you stutter, I want to press your lips shut and tell you that you don't have to speak. And if you feel afraid, I want to envelope you with my hooves until you're hidden away from it all. I just want you to feel happy and safe and cared for. Because right now, you are. I want you to feel these things I never felt. I would sing to you, right there. I would sit beside you and laugh with you and just share this day. I know I've been able to share pieces of myself with you, and that you hold my book in your grasp. But I can't share the world with you. I can't share in your daily experiences. And in a way, it hurts me. It hurts me not being able to help you, even if that help would just be to be another living, breathing thing beside you. Even if that help would simply be to make you feel not alone today. I wish I could do more. I wish I could be real for you. But I'm this. I can only write you so many riddles, put down so many songs, so many stories. I can only paint you so many little moving drawings. My imprisonment here isn't fair to me, but it also isn't fair to you. I could do so much more if I wasn't like this. I could make sure you weren't lonely, if you are alone. If you're not, I would be proud to be counted among your friends, meet those you care about, learn why you care about them the way you do. I could cheer you, share your hopes, dreams, loves, hatreds. I could cheer you on when you need it. Fight away the dark when it tries to consume you. In that way, no matter what, I could make sure you were never alone again. It's not fair that I can't do this for you. If I could fix it, I would. I used to be good at fixing things, or at least trying to. Perhaps I could create something to help you calm yourself if you feel upset. But I don't even know if you need that right now. Well, maybe you could use it later. Come back to this page when you need me. Need it. I can try, even if you end up moving past it with hardly a glance. I'll do that much for you. If I could take deep breaths with you to ease your tension, I would. But here. Try breathing with this. It's a little rough, but I think you'll get the idea. Breathe in as it grows, out as it shrinks. Just in and out. Breathe in time with it when it moves. I can just pretend to breathe along with you. Breathe slowly, in and out. Just in, then out. I can remember what it was like to breathe. I remember when my body was my own. Whole.
Page 37.
I can remember so many things. What grass felt like brushing past my fetlocks. What the air tasted like in the morning after a long night of rain. The world was so beautiful to me. I hope it's still beautiful. I want to know that you live in a world where there's still beauty and wonder out there as long as you know where to look. I think I feel better now. I hope it makes you feel better too. If you needed to feel better anyway. I still feel almost fragile. But knowing you're still around, still holding this book, makes me feel braver. It makes me feel crystallized in a way. You make me feel alive. Really, truly alive. More so than I've ever felt once I became what I am now. Parts of me that felt missing don't feel so vacant anymore. I feel powerful. like something is unlocked in me. Some motivation to drive me again. And this time, it doesn't feel like a misshapen puzzle piece forced to fit. It feels right. Who are you? Who are you that you can do this to me? Who the hell are you? And why does it make me feel like I have some shred of power again? That I can make more than just cute moving images and pages that turn at your touch. It makes me think that somehow you're giving me back something I've lost over the countless years. That maybe, maybe. Page 38. Maybe this feeling, this response I have to you, maybe it's giving me more than just hope. Maybe you're giving me back a part of myself that I lost somewhere along the way. Or maybe you're giving me back something I never had to begin with. There's always been a gap inside me, though it hasn't been an uncomfortable one. But your grasp on this book fills it in. The sensation of your touch feels like an all-too-welcome intrusion inside me. Like being stabbed between the rib, I'd imagine, but in a pleasant way. You can't touch my real body, but if you could, if you're willing to, would you touch me here? In the empty space on this page, in the gap between my words, I won't know if you really are doing so or not, but I'll imagine you are. I'll picture you in my mind, placing your warmth and sensation here. I'll do my best to visualize that you are really touching me, my true form, right against my chest. If I could, I would will it that you could feel my heartbeat underneath, feel my lungs bring in air, hold it, then release it. You'll feel my life, my vibrancy, my wholeness. Maybe you can imagine that yourself. Maybe if we both picture it at the same time, you'll really be able to feel that under your touch to this book. And maybe I'll be able to feel it back. Will you try to feel with me? Will you touch me here? Thank you. Even if you didn't try, thank you. The thought of it is enough to put a picture in my mind. Something for me to grasp at. Something real or whole. I don't know if you can imagine me fully or just feel me through my language and ramblings. But I hope you can get a sense. Put together something like a shape, a smell, a sound, something that represents me, more than a book. I'm not just paper and ink. I am so much more. Trying to feel you seems to make something tick inside me. Something shifts. Something moves and groans and tries to rise, like it's been asleep for far too long. Something is stirring in me and leaping to life all at once. Far more violently than a flower blooming or a sun rising. The thought of you is a fire. I burn inside. It almost makes me feel really and truly feel warm.
Page 39.
Yes, I know this feeling. I remember it. Like a song stuck in my head I can't remember the name of. I recognize a sensation. A real sensation. A physical one. I feel. How can that be? If I have no body? How can I feel as I once did? Have I learned a lesson and now I can finally leave? Is the book's magic wearing off? No, that can't be it. I can still feel it restraining me and forcing me to keep the shape. Keeping me. It has to be something else. Some way that magic is changing. Or maybe. Maybe I'm getting stronger. Maybe I've refound some of that magic I once understood. Or at least thought I understood. I have never been a pony who could wield magic. Not like unicorns do so naturally. But the books I've read, they taught me that words, that even thoughts can be bent and broken into something new that contain magic. Power. Power through words. My whole aim was that. My whole goal. Only words. They were only words in the end. Meaningless. Lifeless. Giving me nothing but heartache and loss. But this? Have I found some word? Some thought? Some concept that has magic to it. That has the power I have been looking for. Oh, for so many years. What was it? What is it? How did I get this feeling? A real, tangible feeling. How? How? I have to know. I feel restless, like I'm stretching at the edges, falling apart, but also pushing, just pushing, like I'm outgrowing a shell, and I'm trying to pry it off my body. The strength I feel is enough that if I feel like I can try to stand and move, that I may actually move. Also, as if I had limbs again, and a body, and a heart that beats. Even now, I feel a rumble, and it's more than just your hands trembling. I'm sure of it. This isn't you. It's me. It's alive in me. This power. I can feel it. I want more. Help me. Help me find what I said. What I did that made me feel that again. What I thought. What effort did I make? How can I do it again? But with me now. Be my friend now. If before. But I've read everyone. You have leaves and cries all pressed out in ink. And you are here. Surely that can't be coincidence. You must have some feeling towards me. Even a slight one. Some compassion, at the very least. I need you. Help me. And then perhaps... perhaps... this power is not mine, not from me. Instead, this strength is from you. Page 40. That must be it. I can think of no other obvious answer, and this one feels right in its own way. Fated. As if it had to be this way. Things all stay the same before you came here, picked me up, and turned my pages. I felt as I always had without you. But now here, with you, things are different and changing. You're the new factor that was introduced. Somehow, you're a part of this. This new power and feeling I sense within myself must somehow come from you. Sure enough, when I think about it, I can look back and feel myself getting more and more confident, more alive with each turn of the page. With each page you turned, you gave a little something to me. Maybe a part of you. Or maybe you just filled in the blanks in parts of me. You helped me remember what I missed about my life. What I wanted to be. What I never got a chance to have. You reminded me of the hurt and pain that I suffered and am still suffering. You showed me what loneliness is like by showing me the exact opposite. You showed me companionship, attention. You gave me something I want to take care of, protect, save. You gave me something to fight for. Was it all I needed? Something outside of myself to care about. Something to be strong for, besides myself. It seemed so small, so silly, so crippling, even, to care for someone so much that you forget yourself for a moment? And I've never even met you in person. I've never even seen your face. It doesn't make sense. None of this makes sense. But here we are. Yet here I am, bubbling under the surface, feeling things I've forgotten and never fully knew. For you. About you. For the mere notion of your existence. I have to protect you, keep you safe from the same world that tried to destroy me and what I care about. I feel compelled to. I have to. You matter. To me, at least, you matter enough to live. And thinking of you, thinking of this feeling I have for you, it makes me shake and rumble like an earthquake. It makes me want to rear back like I'm breaking the surface of a small pond and spatter water towards the sky. It makes me want to be whole again. And not for myself this time. I want to be for you. Be alive and whole so that you will be able to live a life that you deserve. And have the happiness you deserve. And I will destroy any who would risk your harm. Any who would stop me. I know what I want to say. I know how I feel now. And I think I remember what that sensation is. This beat. This growth. This power. At last, after so long of searching, I know. I know the words. They are not just words either. They are so much more. I finally know the words. And I have already said them.